Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Today our program continues to focus on the rich hymnography of Orthodox Holy Week, so rich that it cannot possibly be encompassed in a half hour's time. But before we listen to those hymns, we will hear a hymn commemorating St. John Climacus, or St. John of the Ladder, a great ascetic and author of the Ladder of Divine Ascent, a saint who is remembered by the Church every Sunday, every fourth Sunday of Great Lent. The melody is a Byzantine chant from the Vesper service, and the chanter in this recording is Apostolos Hill.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. O righteous Father, thou heardest the
Now we look ahead to the hymns of Great and Holy Thursday, when the Church relives two momentous events in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. First is the mystical supper, at which Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, and after which he instituted the mystery of Holy Communion. We first hear the troparion of the day, when the glorious disciples were enlightened at the washing of their feet before the supper, then the impious Judas was darkened, ailing with avarice, and to the lawless judges he betrayed thee, the righteous judge. We hear the Ural Choir under the direction of Vladislav Novik.
Thank you.
At the Divine Liturgy celebrated on Holy Thursday, we hear the hymn, "Of Thy Mystical Supper, O Son of God, accept me today as a partaker." We will hear two Russian settings of this hymn. The first is in the style of early polyphony that was sung in 17th century Russia. The second is a well-known setting by the 19th century Russian composer Alexei Lvov. The first performance is by the Russian Patriarchate Choir, Anatoly Grindenko conductor, and the second is by the Ural Choir under Vladislav Novik.
Thank you.
The central theme of the institution of the Eucharist on Great and Holy Thursday is eloquently expressed in the Irmos of the Ninth Ode, which is sung at the liturgy in place of the hymn to the Mother of God. Come, O faithful, let us partake of the Master's hospitality, the banquet of immortality. In the upper chamber, with uplifted minds, let us receive the exalted words of the Word, whom we magnify. Again, we hear two settings of this hymn. The first, sung in English by the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's in the Loop, J. Michael Thompson, conductor. And the second, a much more meditative unison chant from the 16th century of Russia, performed by the Russian Patriarchate Choir.
Thank you.
we heard a 16th century Russian chant sung in a style that is only recently being rediscovered in Russia, with a sustained drone known as the eson, which resembles the Byzantine practice brought to Russia by the Greek missionaries. In a way, this music shows that there is a connection between Byzantine chant, such as we heard at the beginning of this program, and the early Russian unison chant. The second momentous event of Holy Thursday is Jesus' agonized vigil in the Garden of Gethsemane and his arrest by the soldiers. These dramatic events are recounted at the Matins of Great and Holy Friday, at which 12 readings from the Gospels are read. After the 8th Gospel, we hear the Exapostilarian, the wise thief. Here is the text. The wise thief didst thou make worthy of paradise in a single moment, O Lord. By the wood of thy cross, illumine me as well, and save me. We hear this hymn in a setting by the Russian composer Reverend Mikhail Lisitsyn, performed here by tenor Nikolai Geda and the choir of the Russian Orthodox Cathedral in London, Reverend Michael Fortunato, director.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 106. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.